What's up, creepers, and welcome back to Headlines and Shenanigans. I think a better title for this episode might just be Headline.
Yeah, we're not a lot of shenanigans going on in the world right now.
Not a lot of shenanigans, not ones that we care to touch on.
One case that we do have that's been kind of permeating a lot of the news is something we can give our opinions on, though, Michael.
Is it Samuel Haskell?
It is Samuel Haskell.
That has been permeating the news, as you say.
Even though even Michael knows this, and this is some like Hollywood news. So, guys, last week on Headlines and Shenanigans, we touched on Tupac's killer and we touched on the Natalie Holloway case. Both of those have been, you know, relatively solved and got some good news to close on.
Right.
So I got this information today. This is November 16th. So as of today, this is the most recent reports that have come out. But as Michael mentioned, we're going to be talking about Samuel Haskell. Samuel Haskell is the son of Hollywood agent Sam Haskell III. He has been arrested and charged with 3 counts of murder after the torso of an unidentified person, believing to be his missing wife, was wrapped in a plastic bag inside a dumpster 5 miles from his home and found in Tarzana, California.
Okay, so his dad is a legendary Hollywood agent?
Yes, he is an agent, Michael.
He's who are some of his clients?
He's the guy who really makes these pictures happen. He's the guy you want to talk to.
Who are some of his clients?
He was an agent for the William Morris Endeavor. It's a Hollywood agency.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, Michael, I don't think we're those kind of A-listers yet to get this kind of agency. I think we're going to get some kind of some park bench agency, and we're going to get a Better Call Saul type of agent for us.
We're our own agency, Andy.
That's the kind of agency we can afford. That's right. Park bench agents.
That's right.
But some of his clients did include George Clooney,
okay.
Ray Romano,
okay.
Debra, Dolly Parton.
How dare you?
Everybody loves Dolly. Lily Tomlin, Lucy Arnaz, Debbie Allen, Kathy Lee Gifford, Whoopi Goldberg, and there's just a whole list of other people. But those are some of the biggest A-listers this guy had.
Yeah, what an eccentric bunch.
Especially through like the late 80s or like 90s and stuff like that. You got Clooney, Romano, Whoopi Goldberg.
This guy is a legendary Hollywood agent then.
Yeah, like I said, he's been in the business for a little while.
So he's got quite a bit of money, and I'm guessing his son grew up in a very, very privileged lifestyle.
Yeah, probably running around with some pretty crazy A-listers, getting to bump shoulders with some people, probably never getting told no a lot.
No, probably not.
But Samuel Haskell, this is Samuel Haskell IV.
Oh, of course.
That's the son who is actually charged for these crimes.
Well, shit, don't change it now. He'll fix it if it ain't broken, right?
I mean, we got to keep doing this. But they claim that on November 6th, Haskell murdered his wife.
Wow. Okay, now they might change it, actually. I take that back, Andy. Let's go ahead and change it after this guy.
Yeah, we might have to. Ah, damn it. Why did I name you George? But they said that Haskell murdered his wife, Maylee Haskell, 37, and her parents, 71-year-old Gaoxin Lee and the 64-year-old Yanjing Wan, all of whom lived in the Haskell's home with their 3 children. Authorities have yet to identify the torso that was found in the dumpster, but it is highly believed to be that of his wife, Maylee.
Oh, my gosh.
I think could be kind of easier to identify if that was a torso of a 71-year-old man or a 64-year-old woman.
Right, right.
Compared to a 37-year-old woman. Mm. But the prosecutors have alleged that he murdered the 3 victims. He's age 35, that he hired some day laborers on November 7th. To remove some black trash bags from his home. Now, usually when you hire some day laborers, and like especially in California, usually it's like a construction job or maybe some remodeling or some painting or something like a normal chore. But to just come get some trash bags out of your house.
Yeah, just some trash bags.
That's like, why wouldn't you just put these out by the street? Like, this is just trash. Put it to the dumps, put it in the trash can. There's a dumpster. Why you need to hire some day laborers? It's just already very suspicious to hire day laborers just to come to your home just to remove a few bags of trash.
I mean, I can't believe you think that Samuel Haskell IV would take out his own trash, Andy. The audacity of you,
honestly.
I mean,
when the trash is full of body parts.
Samuel Haskell IV, sir.
I'm just saying, this shows the kind of, like, I guess, privileged life. It's just like, what am I going to do with all these bodies and these trash bags? I mean, I already used all my paper towels. I mean, I'm not taking this trash out. I mean, when does the trash even come? I don't even know.
Just hit up Angie's List. Have somebody come pick it up.
Let me call my secretary.
There we go.
I gotta figure out when the trash comes around here.
Exactly.
You know what? I'll just call somebody. I'll get somebody to come.
I'll call an Uber and then just throw it in the car.
I'll call an Uber Plus. But apparently they claim that Haskell paid them $500 to take the trash and dispose of it. Haskell said that they were filled with rocks. There's just some trash bags full of rocks.
Just a bunch of rocks, man. Don't worry about it. Just go throw those away. Here's $500, whatever.
Yeah, rocks definitely don't just tear through trash bags.
Maybe he was doing some landscaping, Andy.
What kind of rocks do you have that's going to be like that kind of trash bags?
You wanted to do away with the slate rock walkway. You know, you got a bag full of
putting down all fresh AstroTurf in this house.
That's right.
This yard is going to be perfect by the summertime.
Maybe you're disassembling a koi pond. You got a bunch of rocks. I don't know.
Like I said, me and Michael have done some construction jobs and some home remodeling things here and there. When you have to remove a bunch of rocks, you don't put them in trash bags and call somebody to come pick them up. That's more of we're going to put a wheelbarrow and take this to somewhere we just don't see it anymore for a while.
Yeah, this was a stupid mistake on his part. This is, like you said, it's just entitlement. He really thought that nothing would come of this.
Yeah,
if
I just throw $500 at these people, they won't ask questions, right?
Right.
But one of the day laborers told the news station that they could tell that they weren't rocks when they picked up the bags. I'm pretty sure you know what a bag of rocks feels like compared to a bag of body parts.
Right.
But they were described as soft, soggy, and they weighed about 50 pounds each. Very, very rock-like. Very rock-like. Is this one leaking? It's a leaky rock.
It's the softest rock I've ever felt. I'm not going to lie.
Like I said, I feel like I'm just trying. It's like a guy trying to hold like a giant water balloon at this point. Just being like, I don't feel like this is a rock. This is weird. It's like a meteor or something.
To truly appreciate what Andy's doing, you need to see the video.
Please look at this on YouTube. Subscribe, like, share with your friends. I get into it. But after leaving Haskell's home, they pulled over to look inside the trash bags and were astonished to have found body parts and what they said looked like a belly button. It's pretty obvious. Like, that's a weird thing to be like, oh my God, it's a hand, it's some toes. Is that that's a belly button.
That's a belly button.
I know, that's an Audi. That's a belly button.
Yep.
But they said they were astonished. They claimed that Haskell told them the body parts were just Halloween props. They went to a nearby highway patrol station to report what they witnessed, but were told to call the Los Angeles Police Department.
Whoa.
But when they went to the LAPD's Topanga station, the laborers were then told by officers there to please just call 911.
Call someone else, please.
Call 911. Like, won't that phone just ring? Like, if I call 911, where I'm at, won't that phone right there just ring?
No, that's not how it works, Andy. It goes to a dispatch station across town, okay?
Yeah, we got to follow proper procedure here. Right, you got to call them. They got to call us. It's a whole thing.
You skip some steps, sir.
But yeah, I like how he was just like, oh, yeah, it's rocks, and it's just some old Halloween decorations in the bag.
Uh-huh.
Real fresh ones.
Yeah.
Real fresh Halloween.
Very realistic. You can get them on Amazon.
Very... very decomposing Halloween decorations. Yeah. They're smelly.
What's up, creepers? This week's episode is brought to you by Factor. Factormeals.com/creeper50. Use code creeper50. In the midst of this busy holiday season, you might find yourself looking for nutritious, flavorful meals to fuel you on your jam-packed days, right? But time is of the essence. But that's okay, because Factor's got your back. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service. They can help you eat well for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, you'll stay on track with your healthy lifestyle, all while you're tackling all the holiday to-dos. Are you one of those prepper people? Huh? Are you a meal prepper? Well, this holiday season, you can cross the meal prepping off your list. And while you're at it, go ahead and cross off meal planning, grocery shopping, prepping, cleaning up, all that stuff. And get Factor's fresh, never frozen meals delivered right to your door. They're ready in 2 minutes. All you gotta do is heat it up and eat it up. Worried about putting on a few extra pounds for the holidays? Well, look no further, because Factor has calorie-conscious options.
that won't skimp on the flavor, right? Try delicious, dietitian-approved, calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. Or, if you need a little extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best during the holidays, try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. Let's go! Another thing I love about Factor is that they are 100% sustainable. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions and source 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices. So this December, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door. Ready in 2 minutes, no prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/creeper50 and use code creeper50 to get 50% off. That's code creeper50 at factormeals.com/creeper50 to get 50% off. Go. You can pause the show.
But later that day, prosecutors say that Haskell was allegedly seen photographed a short distance from his home disposing of a large trash bag into a dumpster on the 1600 block of Ventura Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just go to a much more public place. Let's go out on Ventura Boulevard and just throw this in a big dumpster.
So he had three of them hauled off, but he hauled off one.
I guess that, yeah, he didn't get all of them hauled away. Maybe he was still disposing of more of them, trying to make it put in different locations.
Back up, man. This guy dismembered three people.
It seems that way, yes.
Out of the blue,
maybe, or there may be a little bit more things are going to come out once they can actually prove this.
Yeah, what
confessing.
If
confessing? Yeah, there's going to need to be some motive found behind this.
What so if far, Sam there is Haskell no motive. Four is serial killer man.
Yeah, so far there hasn't been a motive released. There isn't actually being you know, there's no been confessing. There's no real, you know, direct ties. So once the story begins to unfold, we'll probably get to do another headlines update on this one following up soon.
Yeah,
but yeah, right now. This guy is just so far like a out of the blue killing of three people.
Chris Watts shit, dude.
This is very strange. But following his arrest, Haskell's been held on $2 million bail. He later appeared in the Los Angeles court November 13th for a bond hearing, but only lasted about 5 minutes where the judge ordered him to be held without bail. So they're pretty sure that this guy is guilty of murdering three people and dismembering their corpses and trying to cover this up around the area and also trying to involve like day laborers in this so that it looked like they were disposing of a body, which you can definitely see if you were to see four, I'm guessing Hispanic day laborers in Southern California disposing of trash bags that you stopped them and said, "What are these?" And you find it's full of body parts. You can, like, someone like Haskell would probably assume, oh, yeah, they'll just get charged with that crime. Oh, yeah, I mean, obviously. They've got the evidence, no questions asked. They won't believe a word they say.
On the other hand, I mean, I think if these guys would have just thrown these bags on a trailer and not thought nothing about it with a bunch of other trash, maybe they haul off shit for a living, right? Threw it on here and took it to the dump and threw it in there, and nobody would have ever known. You know what I'm saying? Like, most people don't look through trash no matter what.
Yeah.
You know?
To an extent, yeah. I mean, I have been to a landfill before. I've gotten to take some, you know, been working for a place, have to take like a bunch of industrial trash out somewhere and have to like, just drive out to a landfill. I don't know. I've seen some people kind of picking through trash and people throwing some stuff out there. I mean, like, yeah, especially when you get a bag and it's clearly not what they tell you it is. They're like, this is a bag of rocks. And you're like,
yeah, that wasn't a good choice. Yeah. I think he would have been better off not saying anything. Just like, these are bags. I need these hauled away.
Take this garbage away.
Away. Don't look exactly.
At it. It's disgusting. Throw it away. Like, right. It's just, all you gotta say, it's garbage. Don't open it. It stinks. Like,
yeah.
But to say it's rocks, dude, it's like, how dumb do you think they are, or how much are you just pulling this out of your ass when you're trying to figure this out? Like,
right.
This doesn't seem like it was planned very well at all to me. Like, if you're asking us,
no, it's a crime of passion.
It probably was
coming to a head, and he just lost his shit one day and took it out on all three of them. Was like, I just don't even want you in my life, because all three of them were living with him.
Yeah, including their three children as well. So Haskell and his wife had three children together.
He didn't harm the children.
So far, though, the children have not been harmed.
Well, he's arrested now.
Yes, he has been arrested. He is being held without bond currently.
Mm-hmm.
So the children are okay, but his wife and her parents have been reported. You know, they have been missing. I think they are still yet to identify the body, but they do believe it does belong to his wife. So as of today, when we were filming this, I do think they're probably going to do a DNA test to prove who the body did. Like, they can probably get some of his wife's DNA from the home. So once they can actually determine if that's his wife's body, I think they can definitely determine whether or not they can charge him with the murders of the other two as well.
Right.
But hopefully they're going to be able to locate all of the bodies and actually be able to, you know, figure out why this happened. Because, yeah, like Michael said, this seems like a Chris Watts situation where you're almost looking like I just want to get away from all this and start a new life.
Right.
But, you know, with someone like Chris Watts, he was a family annihilator. He took out everyone. But for this guy to only take out his wife and her parents,
yeah,
it's like how do you see getting away with this? Like, how do you, like, you live there with your three children,
yeah,
and you dismembered corpses and put them away in bags.
Oof.
I don't see how you're planning on getting away with this.
I don't either.
Could this be an insanity plea? Could this be some kind of drug thing?
I think you hit the nail on the head. Somebody who's really never been told no their whole life, right? And now they got into a relationship where they are living with someone from a different culture for one, right? And her parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then that's three on one as far as adults go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As far as household decisions and things like that. And I think that's a very controversial environment for someone who's gotten their own way and been able to buy their way out of every scenario. Mm-hmm. But in your own home, it don't work out that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It doesn't really matter who your dad is anymore. It doesn't matter that your dad has all these famous friends and has all these, when your in-laws don't care.
Yeah.
When your wife is like, wants to be a loving daughter to her parents and give them a home and stuff. And you have more of a different idea of what your life should be like.
If they were more traditional, you know, they have a very, very high view of marriage. You know, divorce may not have been an option in her her beliefs.
As an option, you know what I'm saying? That's a very well point. That's another point of view as well. I really don't know what the relationship was. I don't know as much about his wife's history and their family's beliefs. But yeah, if you have a wife with her parents living in the home, you have three kids as well. We've seen a lot of family annihilators who they try and take out everyone and either make a run for it or they take themselves out. But this is, this, like Michael said, this seems like a crime of passion. This seems like something he was not planning and something he tried to cover up sloppily. I don't know. That's just what it seems like to me. And I can't wait to really see what the confession might be or what the investigation turns out. Because like I said, I don't know if I see serial killer. I see some Hollywood kid.
It's a crime of passion.
I see some Hollywood kid who grew up on movie sets and saw a bunch of movie stuff where they cut the bodies up and they just do this. And he probably thought, oh, it looks so easy in the movies. I've seen how they do this. And now he realizes it's not as easy as it actually is to just to fucking cut up a body and dispose without getting caught. And now he's just running into all these problems of being like, oh, I can't just buy my way out.
Right. Who's he think he is? Roy DeMeo?
Whoa, look at that callback over there.
Who's he think he is?
The Butcher of Brooklyn.
That's right. He's no butcher.
But no, like I said, I feel like that's what this guy is. He grew up on movie sets. He grew up around actors. He grew up in this Hollywood environment. And he grew up very privileged. He grew up in a lot of parties and a lot of mansions and all these kind of environments. I feel like this is a crime of passion that got very much out of hand that somebody almost thought, I know what I can do. I grew up I've seen this done a million times on sets. And you're like, it's not the same, buddy. A movie leg is not the same as a real leg.
No, not at all. But guys, like Andy said, we will keep our finger on the pulse of this case because I do think a lot more is going to come out. I really think he's dead in the water here, just with all the evidence that they have already and just the fact that he was trying to get people to carry the bodies away in trash bags. Like, there's no way you don't know that, okay? Yeah. The smell alone, I mean, you know, that guy was sweating bullets. He probably could have used some Oh My Gaia, Andy.
Oh My Gaia, Michael? You think that may have
probably could
have. That could have covered up some of the smell of those bags right there, man. If you put that in there,
he would need a lot of it, but yeah.
Yeah, really just dip the whole bag in a jar. And
yeah.
Someone would have covered this up. I have to just basically just make the bag out of Oh My Gaia.
Pretty much. Guys, if you don't know what Oh My Gaia is, it's an innovative all-natural deodorant, fragrance, and beard oil company specializing in paraben and aluminum-free products. And Oh My Gaia has tons of amazing scents to choose from vanilla, cherry, almond, sandalwood, lavender, lemongrass, Egyptian musk, coconut, dreamsicle, leather, lumberjack, honeysuckle, sweet pea, sailor, barbershop, and of course we have our own sent here at True Crime Guys. It's called True Crime Pine. Has our OG podcast logo on it. Still available at ohmygaia.com or at shop_ohmygaia on Instagram. And because you guys are True Crime Guys listeners, you can use the code word CREEPER for 15% off your order. That's CREEPER for 15% off your order. Again, that's ohmygaia.com. OHMYGAIA.com. Guys, you will not regret it.
I swear, Mike, you're getting better and better at that every time. I feel like you're just going to start just
have I about this have old, I about nailed it?
I feel like you do, man. It's going to get faster and faster and faster. I've only done it probably literally
like 300 times.
I've done this 100 times.
Still can't remember the opening line.
That's what the teleprompter is for, Michael.
That's right. That's right. But guys, thanks for listening. If you're watching on YouTube, please smash that subscribe button. Leave a comment below if you got a case suggestion or anything else. Also, if you haven't, please check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/truecrimeguys, where you can get access to hundreds of other episodes and files and sideshows that we've done over the years and are still doing and adding to now, like Sandu Stories, part two of Devil Javu will be coming out very soon. We just released a video on Patreon of some outtakes of our dear Andy here, basically making me bust a gut for a good solid like 12 minutes, I think it is. It's a hilarious video. You guys need to check it out.
Again, I basically just got to play a bunch of characters and just switch back and forth. It's just a bunch of me just being like, which voice sounds better, kid?
But it's a lot of fun, guys. You get to see some of the more fun side of the audio theater, not all the staring at a screen for hours lining up tiny little pieces of audio. But it's neither here nor there.
The sprinkles.
But again, guys, patreon.com/truecrimeguys. That is the wheels of the podcast. If you like what we do here, please consider supporting us on there. But I think that's about it. We released a regular episode on Patreon this week. We have music available wherever you listen to music. Look up True Crime Guys. We got two albums out, Truths and Tragedies, and also Killer Mixtape. What else am I forgetting, Andy? Merch. We got merch. Click down below, True Crime Guys, Linktree, and we have multiple merch shops with all kinds of items, with all sorts of different art and logos from over the years, and all kinds of good stuff for you, from mouse pads to insulated cups to coffee cups to what else, Andy? Shower curtains. You get a shower curtain. I don't know. Whatever you want to get.
Not tattoo. There's, who gets a tattoo? You get a tattoo.
Maybe a temporary tattoo. They might be available on there. Shit, I don't know. But yeah, we got a few merch sites on there. I suggest Threadless. It's one of my favorites. They have very good quality shirts. I mean, they're all right, but Threadless is one of my favorites. But I think that's about it, guys. We will be back next week with a regular True Crime Guys case. Mm-hmm. And until then, I guess you'll just have to keep on creeping.
Yeah, like I said, we mentioned this on our Patreon
Andy
episode.
Ruined the outro.
I'm gonna have to interrupt you one thing.
Go ahead. Now I gotta do the thing again.
The holidays are coming up, guys. Uh-huh. We wanted to tell you guys too. We are gonna continue to put out stuff throughout the holidays. Don't think you're gonna keep missing any kind of True Crime Guys content. We're gonna try and keep putting out some Patreon content for our YouTube. We're gonna try and put out a few other things for you guys during the holidays, but you're not gonna miss out on anything throughout the holidays.
Yeah.
We're gonna try and come back the new year with a few other cases. So if you have any other suggestions, please send them our way.
Yeah, if Christmas falls on a Wednesday, probably won't be an episode, but other than that, I think we'll make it work, guys. I think we'll make it work. But so until then, you'll just have to keep on creeping. Is that okay, Andy? You good now?
But
oh,
bye.